Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what is happening in San Diego? Welcome in to the Friday, finally a Friday edition of Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3. The Fan, Tony and Scraby in the friendly confines of the Odyssey Palace Studios. I continue out on the road. It's another Chamber of Commerce Day, guys, in Bakersfield, California. And for all of those who wish you could be me getting to travel to all these exotic locations, next week, Tony and Matt, I get to go to Cancun. So that will be pretty cool.
That, my friend, is actually an exotic location.
Cancun?
That's exotic, right?
Compared to Bakersfield.
Yeah, Bakersfield doesn't Bakersfield doesn't qualify.
I've heard Bakersfield this time of year was lovely.
No disrespect. We'll just leave it at that.
No disrespect meant or intended to our friends in Bakersfield. But, I'm excited next week and been having a good run with this Aztec women's basketball team to open the season. So we'll see if they can pile on another victory tonight. But lots to get done on the program today. Our old friend Greg Camarillo is going to be making an appearance in studio today down with you guys. And we'll obviously talk a bunch of NFL with him. Another big week coming up in the National Football League. And it all got underway last night, guys, with a game between the Steelers and the Browns, a game that nobody would have cared about except for the fact that it was played in a second-half snowstorm. And I, you know what, this is the kind of thing that I love about the NFL. And, you know, the more and more dome stadiums they keep building, they're taking away this kind of stuff. But I'm sure it wasn't great fun to play in, but it sure is fun to sit and watch.
You guys know me. All I could think about was how miserable it looked for everybody to actually be playing. It looked terrible. I mean, and, you know, they were doing – and they give the Cleveland Browns grounds crew a lot of credit. They were doing their best to try to keep that snow off the field, but Mother Nature was having no part of it. It turned out to be a really good game, and in part because of the snow, right? I mean, I don't know that anybody tunes into football that enjoys watching football that doesn't see snow and immediately stops to watch the game because no matter who's playing, because there's snow on the field.
No, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I got to tell you, but you're right, Tony. I mean, you talk about how uncomfortable it had to be. There was a shot of Russell Wilson in the third quarter, late in the third quarter, where he's lining up under center and he's trying to look out over the defense. And snow is just pouring into his face mask.
He could see anything.
And he can't see anything. And so it had to be difficult. But I credit both teams, really. I mean, the Steelers made a great comeback in the fourth quarter. They took the lead. And then, you know, I give the Browns credit for going back down the field and winning the game. But it was fun to see some snow. I kind of miss that in the National Football League. We don't get enough of it anymore. But that was quite the evening last night. So we'll talk plenty of NFL. It's obvious. It's also a big weekend in college football.
Yeah.
A lot of big games coming up. We'll discuss those. The Aztecs obviously are in action tomorrow. They're not in one of the nationally renowned games, but nonetheless, they'll be playing at Utah State. NBA Cup continues tonight, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I think we have to start with the fact, guys, that today is the deadline day. Dun, dun. 3 hours from right now, the deadline for Major League Baseball teams to tender contracts to arbitration-eligible players. If the player is non-tendered, they immediately become an unrestricted free agent. And here, yeah, thank you. And here is how this applies to your favorite team out there, the San Diego Padres, because there are some big names on this list, Tony Gwynn Jr., including Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, Michael King, and Jason Adam. You can add to the list Luis Camposano, Adrian Morejon, Tyler Wade, Luis Patino.
This is Breaking News from 97.3.
Oh, ah. I've been waiting for you to say all right. Tyler Wade.
Yes, Dad, you
oh, he's already one up. Very good.
Go ahead.
John Heyman has reported that Tyler Wade has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres.
Okay.
$900,000, 1 year plus an option.
Very good.
What kind of option? Does it say?
That's all, all it says is 1 year plus option. Let me do some research, Tony.
Yeah, I doubt you're going to get that this soon. So, all right.
Thanks
well,
for the confidence.
All right, very good.
Well, no, not
all right, so look, I read off the list. No, I was just saying, I read off the list and it immediately gets shaved down by one. That's good.
Yeah, no, I think that, not to say that you can't find it, I'm just saying it's probably not available yet, Scrape. Yeah, the only one I think who may be at risk at this point is probably Luis Patino. Everybody else, I would assume, is going to be brought back. Tyler Wade's now off the list. So that leaves 7 guys remaining. I have no doubt that Adams, Arraez, Camposano, Cease, King, Morejon will all be retained. I think this is part of the calculus of the uptick in salary for the team this year. These are the part of that equation of pay raises that are going to come. Tyler Wade, projected 900. They got that projection right. So we'll see how it kind of unfolds from there. But
now the players can they turn down a tender and then go to arbitration? How does that work? Like, how do they get to the point where they have to have someone come and arbitrate it?
No, you can't turn down a tender.
Okay, so if they tender you,
you're in the arbitration process.
Gotcha.
You're due for a raise. Team decides not to tender you because these guys haven't reached the 7-year spot yet. So if the team decides not to tender you a contract, then you become a free agent.
Okay.
But if the team decides to tender you a contract, player can't be like, nah, I'm good. I want to be a free agent. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Yeah, Dylan Cease is projected to get $13.5 million. Luis Arraez, $14.5 million. Michael King, close to $8 million. Jason Adam, $5+ million. Again, those are the big four: Luis Camposano and Adrian Morejon, both about $1.5 million. So the Padres, between now and 5 o'clock, are gonna potentially spend. Let's see, 34, 39, 40, 43, $44 million in the next 3 hours, Tony.
Well,
or at least we hope they do.
When you put it like that, I mean, yeah, it does sound kind of crazy.
I know.
But yeah, that's the business of baseball right there. There are going to be a lot of teams in the next 3 hours that will be spending that, perhaps even more than what the Padres are spending in that time. So it does seem like things are starting to does feel like there's movement, all right? Like the ground is moving underneath us in baseball as we get closer and closer to those winter meetings.
Let me ask you this, Tony, just as, you know, to throw the question out there. If we get to 5 o'clock today, and let's say any of the big four, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Luis Arraez, Jason Adam, are not tendered contracts, and any of the four become unrestricted free agents, is there any way that that is good for the Padres, or is that just a big negative?
I mean, some would say it's malpractice. Honestly, if you if you're not tendering these guys' contracts, because now, I mean, at least if you tender them a contract, you can trade them. If you're just allowing them just to walk away, any of the guys you just named, Cease, Adam, like that, that would be foolish.
You're getting all these guys for below their actual value anyway, right? Most times,
Dylan Cease
is 13 something million.
Right.
He's probably worth way more than
on
that
on the open market. So the players, I'm sure, is before
we'll hope
they got
that
to
happens.
Yeah, they would love for you to be like a player. Let me rephrase that. A player like Jason Adam, Luis Rise, Dylan Cease, Michael King, even Morty Hone. This shorter free agency would love for the Padres to be like, yeah, man, go ahead, test the open market.
They'd be like, gladly.
Happily.
So, can I also get my stuff from my locker because I'm leaving?
So basically what we're saying, this is kind of a matter of just a matter of almost fact. I mean, this is almost a non... You know, this is just something that happens every off season, and today happens to be the day, and so these guys will remain Padres.
Like,
this
guy,
is just kind of
just to
it's
kind of
done and done.
Yeah, just to kind of give you a level, right? A guy like myself would be worried about getting tendered a contract, right?
Okay.
A guy like Dylan Cease is not worried about whether the Padres are going to bring him back. Because at the very least, and I'm certainly not saying the Padres are going to do this, don't think they will. They could at least trade you and get something back for you as opposed to just letting you walk and make far more money than... I mean, I'm sure the Players Union would suggest at all teams that have a likes of a Dylan Cease, a Jason Adams, hey, yeah, go ahead, test free agency.
Now, I got a question about like Dylan Cease in particular, because he only has 1 year left of arbitration, 1 year left of control. Could the Padres then go to him and say, hey, we want to skip your last year of arbitration. We want to sign you to an extension?
Absolutely. Okay. That's what happens all the time, especially for young guys, right? They'll basically sign a deal that buys out your arbitration years as well as one, perhaps two of your free agent years. That's kind of the trade-off. We get you a multi-year deal before you're eligible to be a free agent, and we end up cutting into some of those free agent years, right? Acuna,
yeah,
Albies, that those type of deals.
All right, so let me just say this then, since this is a done-and-done, you know, situation, let's not wait until 5 minutes to five to pick up the phone. Just in case the guy doesn't answer. Just in case there's some sort of situation, you know, that your internet goes down. Whatever it might be.
The Dylan Cease released by the Padres because AJ Preller's internet went down.
Yes. AJ Preller tried to contact Dylan Cease at 3 minutes to 5 o'clock, but, you know, something went haywire. Yeah, let's not wait. Why are we waiting so long? Let's just get them all done right now.
I think like the trade deadline, there perhaps have probably most likely already been phone calls letting you know which way they were going to go and or trying to complete an actual deal. We don't know of any of those things happening, but I'm sure those conversations have already been had.
I should also say it's reportedly that Tyler Wade... I always need to until it's official by the
No,
Padres.
You said it was John Heyman reporting. You did your due diligence.
He also said the arson judge was going to be a San Francisco Giant, so that doesn't help my case at all.
No, did he say he was going to be a San Francisco?
I think he said arson judge to the Giants.
Maybe that. Oh, he did say that. You're right. Old arson.
All right. Well, we are underway for a Friday. Finally a Friday. It's going to be a good show today. We got our Friday countdown a little bit later. Of course, we got a Big Five. We've got our Daily Gambit. We got Chris versus the Fans. We got Greg Camarillo in studio to talk NFL. There's a lot going on. And before we go to our first break, I want to tell you all, according to my wife, who watched our show on the YouTube channel yesterday, I was sitting too close to the camera.
Many people would have said that.
You know what's funny?
Well, why didn't somebody tell me before I did the whole show?
Before we even go down this path, Chris, I don't see you during the show. I have no access to see you. So,
okay.
Scraby is the only one to blame for you being
too
close to the camera.
Come on, help me out a little, will you?
This was, yesterday we were having troubles. We've had technical issues all week. I'm not blaming it on Chris. I'm just saying we've had issues.
Emotions
were frayed.
Nerves were frayed. There you go. So I
we
think
were
you
all
might...
yelling. Well, I was yelling at people. This is Chris, though, yesterday.
Wait, let me see. Hang on. No, I was not. That is totally not accurate.
This goes back to the computer genius you're going to have work with him.
I'm looking at this right now. I'm looking at the setup right now. My head looks the same size as everybody's.
Oh, no, you are in a... I actually noticed that you are in a different position today. So thank you, Lori, for being my... helper in this whole thing. We're going to get this
right,
Chris.
She's the Chris Whisperer.
Yes. Yeah, hey honey, you're standing too close to the camera.
Well, you know, I'm kind of blame her a little bit, too. She was more than capable of sending me a text and letting me know that during the show. But everybody, all right, Scraby, I got you.
You have another great rant.
Yes,
we need to get to.
Oh man, I am livid
with the NFL right now, and I'll tell you all why when we come back. Underway, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Tune in this week to Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti, where they break down all the headlines in the NFL. Presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Chris Ella for our friends at Esty Fat Loss. Skinny Chris here. You know, I lost 37 pounds on the Esty Fat Loss diet. And here we are a year and a half later, and I've kept the weight off. Now, as we head into the holiday season, I can hear a lot of you saying, well, just going to go ahead and, you know, wait till after the new year. I'll make it a New Year's resolution, and then I'll, you know, try to lose some weight. Well, we all know that those New Year's resolutions never work. So don't wait. How about getting ahead of the game, calling SD Fat Loss now, and getting started? Here's the phone number, 858-665-3211. That's 858-665-3211. Or you can find them online at sdfatloss.com. You'll be 15, 20, should I say, maybe even more. Weight will come off before we even get to Christmas. And, you know, my goodness, wouldn't it be wonderful to look svelte in those holiday photos this year? Call them, save $200 by mentioning my name, but do it. Stop waiting around. Don't wait till the new year. Don't keep procrastinating. SD Fat Loss. Find out the secret to losing a pound of fat every single day without counting calories and no prepackaged meals. SD Fat Loss. It worked for me. It will work for you. 858-665-3211. You've got nothing to lose but the weight itself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
2:22 on this Friday. Lovely Friday afternoon. A little warmer than it's been. We are lucky to live here in San Diego, I must say. This weather is, it's a reminder, it's November 22nd. Everywhere else, it is quite chilly.
It was snowing last night in Cleveland.
As we saw. Here it is, about 76 today?
I had the audacity to walk the dogs this morning and think, it's too chilly for me to be walking the dog.
Oh, I know. Goodness. I know. The reality is there's probably a lot of people who are walking their dogs.
It was like 58.
Saying the same exact thing.
It's fine.
It's just who we are, and it's okay. We are spoiled to the core when
it comes.
I felt
really stupid feeling that way.
No, I mean, listen. I don't even try to hide it anymore.
Tony, like,
I just know I'm weak sauce when it comes to cold weather. I don't even try to perpetrate at all.
Tony, you and I are spoiled. Scraby's soft. I mean, there's just a difference.
Wait a second. I've lived in snowy regions many times.
You lived there.
Well, then you should be better at this cold weather than we are, and you're not.
I didn't say I couldn't handle it. I just thought it's a little too chilly for me to be walking the dogs. Yeah. Like Lucky is half husky. He absolutely loves
this.
Cold.
This is Lucky's territory right here.
He loves to go out to the backyard and sit on the hill and just take in the cold air.
That 76 is probably like, man, it's a little toasty.
He's always breathing like Chris every time he gets hot.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. All right, Chris. So
I just want to say that Lucky the dog will roll and poop in any weather.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And I get frustrated every time.
That is also true. All right, Chris. You have a bit of a rant. It's not very often that a flex in a game could actually affect people that we actually know. We're usually talking about this, and it's just kind of out there. This one actually hit close to home. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm going to take on the National Football League and their greediness here because they announced today that the Charger-Bronco game, which was originally scheduled for December 22nd on a Sunday night, a Sunday afternoon, has been changed to the Thursday night game that week, and it'll now be played on Thursday, December 18th. They changed places with a Cincinnati-Cleveland game that was originally the Sunday night game or the Thursday night game. That's going to be moved. But anyway, here's the thing. This is the first time that the NFL has flexed a game to a totally different day.
Yeah.
They have changed Sunday afternoon games to Sunday night and then moved Sunday night games to Sunday afternoon. I never found fault or a problem with that because if you have tickets to the game at 1 o'clock, pretty good chance you can still go to the game at 5 o'clock. All right. So you have to change your schedule around a little bit as a fan, but not very much. They give you a lot of, you know, leeway. The game's 3 hours later or it's 3 hours earlier than original. But for me to move a game from a Sunday, which is an off work day for 99% of the people, and move it to a Thursday, which is a on work day for 99% of the people, I think is ridiculous. And as you mentioned, Tony, this just so happened to affect me and my wife. So maybe you might say this is why I'm so angry. That's only part of it. But we were going to go up on that Sunday morning, December 22nd. Lori got some tickets. She's from Denver. We were going to see the game. And it was going to be my first chance to go to SoFi Stadium. I'd never been there before. We've already purchased parking for $68, I believe it cost.
We were part of that.
And now they changed the game to a Thursday. Well, neither Lori nor I can go on a Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Why not?
We work as, you know, do most people. And I just think if you've made plans, you know, to go to a game that's, you know, either in town, but especially out of town, to actually change the date of the game is just totally not caring about your fans at all. And this is what I've often said about the NFL. They care more about making more money and they care more about, you know, putting the better game. I get all that. But I don't think you can do this to your fans. I cannot be the only person who's totally inconvenienced by this and now won't be able to go to the game. And I'll tell you one thing, the parking people up there better get ready because they're getting a phone call from my wife and she's going to be demanding those $68 back in a big hurry.
Oh, this is, you know, when this started and before you kind of laid it all out, I was going to play devil's advocate there for a sec.
Okay.
But I was unaware that it had never been flexed on a different day. It had only been flexed on Sunday, as you said, early, maybe to late. This is a big inconvenience. Now, it sounds like 100% you and Lori will not be going to this game.
I'm 100% not going for
Why?
Sure.
Why? You realize it's a short day that day.
Yeah,
Chris.
we're
off the air pretty
we
early.
We could go
yeah,
to you. Well, you can give us a report from the stadium.
With all due respect,
you're depriving
I appreciate
us
you guys.
Of some material, too.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I appreciate you guys trying to get rid of me like that. But, you know, I think I've had enough built-in off days already, and I'm not going to take an extra one.
I'm going to sit here and stop you right there and say, Chris, you can probably just call up the boss, and the boss is going to be like,
here's
cool.
Here's what I'll say, Chris, and I know you're going to feel differently about this. You have a partner that misses a lot of show because of the job at hand.
Who's that?
But you miss because you're
that would be me.
You miss because you're working. Just like today, I'm not in studio because I'm working. To me, it's a totally different animal to just take off a day and go up to a football game willy-nilly. I don't like it, and I'm not doing it.
You know,
and I'm going to stay mad at the NFL.
So, I don't disagree with any of your criticism, because what if people bought tickets to this game from Kansas City, flew in, and now they're like, wait, we have to move our hotel reservation, move our flight reservation.
Your issue right for this one, Chris, is probably on the minimal scale in terms of you guys can at least drive up, drive back, and that costs you a lot. But some people, as Matt just said, are flying in right now. And, you know, sometimes dealing with airlines, you're going to need a Hurricane Lori to get your money back in some of those instances.
How many Denver fans, honestly, Denver's, you know, they love that team. How many Denver fans already bought tickets to come to L.A. on that Friday,
stay
the weekend,
totally,
see the game on Sunday, and go home? Well, now they fly in on Friday. They're going to miss the game.
It's true.
I really think the NFL has made a major mistake here. And, you know, I think they got to reconsider doing this. The NFL was like, well, we voted this in as something new we could do this year as long as people plan a lot farther ahead than that.
How did they come up with 28 days?
Who knows?
As the marker for this will be okay. Everybody will be good with this.
The people also making these decisions are the people that could probably just hop on a private jet and go wherever they want and get whatever room they want.
Part of the reason they released the schedule in the piecemeal way they do early is so that people can kind of make a plan for it. So it's not just 28 days out. It's not like the schedule's out and people wait till the 28th a month before. Like, a lot of people were planning this out months in advance.
I just asked our boss for Chris if he could have the day off. I texted him. Let me see.
You are really trying to get rid of me. I'm not going to the game.
No,
I'm working.
No, the reason is I want you to go to the game because you've been telling us how much you've been looking forward to going to see SoFi and going in the stadium. I will boycott if you don't go to the game.
But you're not going to show up to work?
I will not show up to work if Chris shows up to work.
Chris,
that's down the road.
By the way,
it's ultimately your decision.
Boss said yes.
But I also
referee high school basketball, and I have a game scheduled that night, and that is inconveniencing all of those people
as
well.
You have 28 days to get it figured out.
I'm just
31
you know,
actually.
Sorry, yes, 31.
31.
I don't know. I'm not pleased. I'm not pleased with the National Football League for putting me and us in this situation. So. There you have it.
That's tough, man. I can totally see how that. I mean, just in general, going from a Sunday to a Thursday for most people in this country.
Now
I
got to find babysitters.
It's a big deal. So, interesting that it touches home a little closer than it typically does. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we teased yesterday about this possible betting, or should say point shaving scandal that is starting to percolate a little bit in the sports world. We'll get into that a little bit when we return. More Gwen and Chris.
Hi, Chris Ello, sitting further away from the camera today. In Bakersfield, California, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Odyssey Palace Studios, San Diego, California. It's Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, 2:38 is the time. Wrapping things up, obviously, this week. Next week, with the Thanksgiving holiday, our show being later in the afternoon, we're going to be off on Thanksgiving Eve. So only two shows for you next week. That will be Monday and Tuesday. Monday will be a shorter show because of Monday Night Football. I believe the Chargers are involved in that game as well, Monday night against the Ravens.
This Monday night, yeah.
Yeah, and then Tuesday will be a full show next week. So that is the schedule coming up on the as far as next week is concerned. We are going to talk about – this is something that I wish wasn't out there, Tony Gwynn Jr., but it's out there.
Yeah.
And the more it goes along – the more, you know, I get worried about it. And it's just interesting to me that all of these sports, all, you know, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, and every other sport I'm sure is getting in on it as well, tennis, golf. How long is it going to be before when I'm watching my Sunday afternoon coverage of the Masters, that there are bet now odds on whether or not so-and-so will make a 15-foot putt? I mean, we're going to have to start betting on everything in order to keep up with the way things are going. And it just seems like Rob Manfred and Goodell and Gary Bettman and the rest of the sports following behind these four guys are all just walking into a dark cave without actually knowing what's truly in there.
Yeah.
And I just have a bad feeling that this whole gambling thing is going to, it's going to be waiting for them at some point in time. And it just keeps getting, you know, these stories keep coming up, Tony.
Yeah, I don't even know that it's one of those deals where they didn't know. I mean, all of them had rules in place because you'd have to assume they thought could happen.
Yeah.
Yet the money became too big and too irresistible, basically, for these big time, you know, companies, and they're going to have to deal with the consequences. You know, I hope that this is just like the beginning stages, people will adjust and it won't be a problem. But my fear is that this is only the start of what is going to be a more frequent thing as we get further and further down.
Can we explain what happened?
We haven't. Well, we haven't necessarily gotten to the specific story.
Okay.
But feds are investigating an ex-Temple player for alleged point shaving. It seems as though that federal authorities are investigating. Hizier Miller bet on his own games and manipulated the outcome of Owls games he played in, according to sources with direct knowledge of the situation. Miller, Temple's leading scorer last season, transferred to Virginia Tech during the offseason, but was dismissed by the Hokies October 23rd because of this federal investigation. A regular season Temple game drew attention for unusual betting activity in March. In said game, the point spread moved notably the morning of the game, growing from UAB a -2 to a -8 by early afternoon. That's a huge jump in basketball specifically.
Yes.
Before multiple sports books halted betting on the contest, a 6-point line movement on a college basketball, as I said, is rare, especially late in the season, unless there are injuries or suspensions. Bookmakers and bettors said. So this is like pretty, I mean, if this turns out to be true, pretty brazen, right? I mean, he's not only betting on his games, but he's also affecting the outcome of his game. And, you know, they're watching. There's one thing that we're starting to learn. All of the major sports are paying people to watch and see if their guys pop up on there. So the leagues are watching for their own play, which brings me to this issue here. This is the NCAA. And Chris, you and I both know that the NCAA, they got a whole lot going on right now. They're trying to figure out the NIL deals. They're trying to figure out transfer portal deals. And now you got betting that, you know, I think for a large time college was supposed to be a do-not-touch territory. Doesn't mean that it wasn't touched, because we know about the scandal in Boston College, however many year back that was, plus this one. There was another one I'm missing.
There was one here in town.
One here in town, that's right.
Yeah.
And so...
USD.
And so, you know, Chris, I don't know that the NCAA has, the money to be paying some of these same folks to watch to see if there's... college athletes. By the way, there are far more college athletes than there are professional in terms of trying to, you know, monitor that. But as I was saying, I think I'm scared that this is just the tip that's going to all come a lot more frequently down in years to come.
Go ahead, Greg. No, you get in there on this for a minute.
I said the other night, if people are really serious, regulators, government, about safe betting, they should have never allowed anyone to bet on Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
You're back to this, huh?
I am, because I feel like that is stealing people's money. Jake Paul said after the fight, I just kept it going because I wanted to give people entertainment. Well, what if you bet that the fight was going to end in the fifth round?
I'm sorry, this one in particular.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Chris? Chris, are you still there?
No, I'm here, but the computer for the StreamYard is causing some problems. I will reconnect shortly.
Okay, as long as you're still there.
I think the problem with that one is, you know, some of this is on the bettors here. Like, Jake Paul is 27 years of age. Mike Tyson is 58 years of age.
But how can you say, they should know what they're betting on? You're accepting their money without saying, hey, this is an exhibition match.
Because your common sense should tell you, this one ain't.
But people don't have common sense when they get addicted to betting or alcohol or drugs or whatever it is.
But I think that's a different issue than what we're actually talking about with these college athletes, professional athletes, betting on themselves or their teams.
That is a different issue.
It's a completely different issue.
It is. I just would like to see the people in charge, like the NBA, the NFL, all of these organizations that are now intertwined with gambling, stop worrying about, you know, losing their money. Because the only reason they're watching these things is so that they can keep having people bet and, like, knowing that they're betting on something that's truly random, the outcome.
Right.
So, but they're paying people to monitor this. They wouldn't be doing that if they were going to lose money down the road.
No, they're paying people to monitor their players from doing it.
Yeah, because it ends up hurting betting altogether when you find out that someone, a player, so they're looking to protect their own pockets by watching these things.
Well, I think it's in all of our interest that they do that, because we want the leagues to exist. Because eventually, the leagues don't exist if people don't trust that the players are on the upside.
That is the ultimate disaster.
Right.
You know, that is, you know, I'm sure not within sight right now, but it really wouldn't take much. I mean, you find out that a World Series game was thrown, and look what happened in, what was it, 1919, the Black Sox scandal. That would, I mean, imagine that, something like that happening in a day like now. Here's another area of this.
It'd be over. It would literally be over if it happened.
Could be over, or at least be to a point where you would have to take a break for 5 or 6 years, where sports had to earn the trust of the people back,
for sure,
the public back, so that we believe stuff is really on the up and up. Here's the other thing. They just sent out a memo, the NFL, the other day, and the NBA has sent out the same memo now. And that is about athletes having to be concerned with these burglary rings coming to their homes while they're on the road, being as everybody knows this. If you look at this from a gambling perspective and you start putting crime into it, because we're talking right now about one single kid who bet on his game and, you know, tried to affect the game, and there's an investigation. What happens when criminal betting, criminal type of activity, starts betting heavy money on games and losing games because a certain player makes a terrible mistake, a bonehead timeout, an error, or misses a field goal, how long is it before somebody's going to lean on one of these guys? We've already heard players say that they have been concerned for their safety, but I think most of that is just from fans and crazy people out there. What happens if organized crime starts getting involved in this stuff? I don't want these players in jeopardy because they're missing a field goal.
So you're thinking
about
Pride,
any of this.
Where they go and they
Celtic Pride,
and they kidnap Damon Wayans, the star of the Utah
kidnap
Jazz.
A player.
I wouldn't honestly.
It's laughable, but it's not laughable.
Woody Harrelson, was he? It was the guy from Home Alone.
It was the guy from Home Alone. You're right.
And
you're
then
right.
Dion made an appearance.
No, Daniel
at the
Stern.
End when they,
Daniel Stern.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I that's, you know, we're living in a world where that isn't crazy to think about.
I told
happening.
You guys that it wasn't that long ago when I was playing that, especially my early years as in like 06, 07, they used to have like a former made man come in and basically, you know,
said, Tony. You know,
I mean, he was connected. He was well connected, and part of the reason they brought him in was to, you know, to tell us that although you may think no one's watching and you don't have anybody, you know, that could get close to you, get close enough to you to have you end up being a part of something like this, there are certainly guys, at least at that time, were looking for the weak link that they could take advantage of. And so it's definitely something that's out there. And I just hope, you know, for sports' sake, that they can kind of figure out a way, or that either that or that people can all of a sudden wisen up. I think I have to lean on the first option, because it doesn't seem like people are going to wisen up on this. But
no, they're not.
I just hope, especially in the collegiate level, that we don't start seeing this more and more.
I mean, the sports really are, they're, you're right, Tony, when I brought up the cave example, they're walking into a cave that they know there's a couple of monsters in the cave.
Yeah.
And they're still hoping that they're going to survive. I mean, it's like they're throwing a Hail Mary. Let's just do it anyway, regardless of what terrible things can happen.
That's kind of how the NCAA has approached everything, though. But outside of this, like, let's just do it, and we'll fix it as we go.
Yeah, well, we can hope. And of course, we have our gaming segment in the next hour.
It's coming up before this, actually.
But yeah, say please gamble responsibly. And you know why we do that? We actually do mean it. We do, because someone suggested
that
to us a couple years
as
ago.
We do that segment as a way to preview some of the upcoming games that are important and pick the games for fun. But, you know, this is what people want to do now. They want to gamble on this stuff. And I still can't get over watching an NHL game now. And in the second period, they put on the screen, while the game is going on, the current odds, the current over-under total for goals, the current who's going to score next and what the odds are. This is going on the screen during the game. How much longer before, what do you want to bet LeBron James makes both free throws? What do you want to bet that Anthony Davis makes his next, you know, jump shot? I mean, pretty soon we're not going to be able to watch the game at all.
It's already like that in golf, though, for some broadcasts. Yeah. I think on the Golf
Is
Channel,
really?
they do have a separate, like, online-only feed where these guys sit around and they talk about the live bets on the course and things like that.
So you're telling me that, Scheffler stands over a 12-foot putt, and they put odds up there on the screen right then and there.
Yeah, and they also do things like who's going to have the best score on this hole. Is it going to be this golfer, or all golfers have the same score? Who's going to have the longest drive on this hole? Who's going to be closest to the pin on this hole? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's too fast for me. I can't keep up with that stuff.
You know, part of gambling is doing it, kind of being able to think about it. Like, they put those numbers up. You got like a certain amount of time to figure out what you want to bet on, and if you feel good about it. And then by the time you throw it out there, you just bet now.
In professional golf, you are flipping a coin for someone to get closest to the hole.
Yeah.
Any of those guys could be closest to the hole.
Yeah, no doubt. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Is football. Head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings and try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat. Or, for a bit of a kick, check out the new Cajun sauce for a rich blend of spicy and tangy pepper sauce. Stop by your San Diego P-Dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go.
I just hope that one of these days, you know, we're not sitting here with saying I told you so, because this is one subject I do not want to ever have to say I told you so.
Yeah, because that would mean the end of this show, basically. If those type of things start to happen, there will be no more sports to talk about, because people will turn it off. If they believe, they start to believe no one's out there really competing.
No, there's no question about it, Tony, 100%. We made it through 40 minutes of radio without giving people out there the most important story of the day.
We don't have time for it.
Yes, we do. Scraby, why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Oh, that's right. Wait, hit the breaking real quick. We can do it right before we go to
bed.
Oh,
it's not breaking.
Oh, no,
news.
It's definitely breaking. Go ahead, hit it.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Now you can reserve for non-tender conversations.
Go ahead, you can break the news to everybody.
Nick Bosa and Brock Purdy will not be playing in the game this weekend for the 49ers against the Packers in Green Bay. So
hang with them.
It's not looking good for the 49ers right now. Looking good. You know, that's a little shot across the bow to some of the people out there in San Francisco. Like, Brock Purdy can't throw it deep. Well,
you don't have him to throw it at all. Where's Trey Lance at? You guys could use him right about
now.
He
can't even play for the Cowboys.
Welcome to the Brandon Allen era, Scraby.
Yes. All right, Daily Gambit, when we get back.